भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 15 श्लोक नंबर 11। छन्दांसि अगमस्य चायस्य कामान् यांसि अगमस्य चकस्य कामान् छन्दांसि अगमस्य चायस्य कामान्। जोर से ठंडी लग रहे सब लोग। तुदुः रजरुरथो बलिं नृपा रथो बलिम नृपा। महाराज के लिए कुर्सी था। प्रत्यांचिदायुधि धर्मेन विप्रा प्रत्यांचिदायुधि धर्मेन विप्रा यदा शिशं शास्तं मम संप्रतिया परित्या यदा शिशं शास्तं अंसं परित्या छन्दांसि अगमस्य चयस्य कामान् दुदूरजहोरथो बलिं नृपा प्रत्यांचितायुधि धर्मेन विप्रा यदा शिशं शास्तं मंसं प्रतिहया। रिपीट। छन्दांसि अगमस्य चयस्य कामान् Chandamsi, all the different parts of the Vedas. Agamasya, one who has no desire for personal sense gratification. Cha, also. Yasya, whose. Kaman, all desirables. Duduhu, yielded. Ajaru, offered. Atho, thus. Balim, presentation. Nripa, all the kings. Paritanchita, being satisfied by his fighting in opposition. Yati, in the war. Dharmena, by religious principles. Vipra, all the Brahmanas. Yatha, when. Hashisham, of blessings. Gatam, 1/6. Paratyaya, in the next life. Translation. Although King Gaya had no personal desire for sense gratification, all his desires were fulfilled by virtue of his performance of Vedic rituals. All the kings with whom Maharaj Gaya had to fight were forced to fight on religious principles. They were very satisfied with his fighting and they would present all kinds of gifts to him. Similarly, all the Brahmanas in his kingdom were very satisfied with King Gaya's magnificent charities. Consequently, the Brahmanas contributed a sixth of their pious activities for the King Gaya's benefit in the next life. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As a Kshatriya or emperor, Maharaj Gaya sometimes had to fight with subordinate kings to maintain his government. But the subordinate kings were not dissatisfied with him because they knew that he fought for the religious principles. With him, because they knew that, consequently they accepted their subordination and offered all kinds of gifts to him. Similarly, the Brahmanas who performed Vedic rituals were also satisfied with the king, that they were very readily agreed to part the sixth of their pious activities for his benefit in the next life. Thus, the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas were all satisfied with Maharaj Gaya because of his proper administration. In other words, Maharaj Gaya satisfied Kshatriya kings by his fighting and satisfied the Brahmanas by his charities. The Vaishyas were also encouraged by kind words of affectionate dealings, and due to Maharaj Gaya's constant sacrifices, the Shudras were satisfied by sumptuous food and charity. In this way, Maharaj Gaya kept all the citizens very satisfied. When Brahmanas and saintly persons are honored, they part with their pious activities, giving them to those who honor them and render them service. Therefore, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 4:34, Tad vidhi pranibhadena pariprasnena sevaya. One should try to approach a spiritual master submissively and render service unto him. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Janandana Shalakaya Chakshuram Miritayana Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram Ramo Ramo Hare Hare. So, Sukadeva Goswami gives the ideal example of a king, of a leader who can do the proper administration for the country as well as the citizen. So among the citizen, there are Brahmins, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Chaturvarnam, Maya system. It is created by Krishna. Nobody can change. It is in every country, every part of the universe. There are some people who want to do lower class job, some people want to do the higher class job, and there are some in between, in middle. But the king has to identify them and engage them and give them proper direction. That is the success of a country. That is the success of the citizen. So Maharaj Gaya, he was an ideal example, and Sukadeva Goswami glorified Gaya's activities. In this sloka, the first verse is, first sentence is, he was doing the ritualistic ceremony. Right? Gandhamsi agamasya cha. Without any kamana, without any kama, no kamasya, no material desire. He doesn't have any material desire to run the country. He is so detached from his kingly position. But at the same time, he wants to perform his duty. It's not that you are detached from the duty. He has a duty as a king to perform the ritualistic ceremony, doing fire sacrifice. Kali Yuga, we all do. What is the best fire sacrifice for us? Anybody knows? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Maharaj Gaya, he performed all the ritualistic sacrifice, and by the result, what happened? He got a good intelligence, he got the good direction, and everything became auspicious within his citizens. So the Brahmin functioned properly, the Kshatriya functioned properly, the Shudras functioned properly. So the beginning is a fire sacrifice, a sacrifice, Bhaktaram Yajna Tapasya Sarva Loga Maheshwaram. When the king understands, I'm not the enjoyer, there is a supreme authority who gave this nature to handle me, by me, then he has a pure consciousness. So King Gaya, he was pleasing all the Brahmins by such a religious activities. So the second word in this sloka, Sukadeva Goswami emphasizes religious principles. He was living according to the religious principles. There was no deviation. So the Brahmins, they automatically become the pure Brahman. And the Kshatriya, he was handling on his level. Because he was a Kshatriya, they were not disturbed. And when all this above three community, Kshatriya, Brahman and the king, are pleased by the principle of religious activity, then automatically the Shudra and Vaishya is pleased. Because they have Krishi Gorakshan Vanijyam. They have enough, you know, raw material product for they can sell, and the Shudras, they get enough job. It's very simple. The Bhagavatam has the real process for how to manage a country. You know, we make big plans in UNO and other big countries, but follow this process, you'll be successful in every country. So the power can be used properly, just like we saw in this verse, Bhagavatam. The first line says he did the ritualistic ceremony and made happy Brahmins, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. He didn't misuse his power. And when you misdirect the public or misuse the power, what happens? The unwanted progeny comes. In the scripture it says there are five types of mothers. The first mother is Bhu, Dhrati Mata, the earth. Bhu, Go, Guru, Janma, Raj Mata. There are five types of mothers. The first mother, it gets polluted. The earth itself gets polluted. The Veda says, when there is not enough ritualistic ceremony is done, the earth becomes polluted. That's why there is no rain, there is a lot of calamities, tsunami, everything comes. Then, the mother, our second biggest mother is cow, Gomata. When we please the Gomata, everything is there for a living being. The milk is there, nutritious. There are so many children nowadays, depending on what, the cow milk, because most of them, I'm not offending any Matajis, they are not accepting the old fashion of feeding the breast. So they are depending upon the nourishment of the cow milk. So from the childhood until the death, the cow is supporting you. Cow, that's what we call Gomata. From the childhood we have the milk, when we grew up we have the paneer and malai and big things we get. And there is enough fertilization for the products we do, the crops needs cow dung. And there is, you can also make, when we get sick, now nice medicine from the cow dung. There's a lot of research done by the medicines of the cow products. So everything is there. And it's not a new thing. Old days, Rishi Munis, they were using all these cow products for their daily life. There was no antibiotic. There was no too much nutritious food. They were drinking plain cow milk. And they were very intelligent. Their brain was very sattvic. So when all these five mothers, the next one is Guru Mata. Because whenever you go to a house, if you read the Ramayana, how the Rishi Muni, Valki Muni's wife was treating Sita. The disciple of a guru is treated by the Guru Mata with, like a real mother. Because you leave your own home and coming to the shelter of a guru, so the Guru Mata, here all the Matajis in our ISKCON is also Guru Mata, because they are helping each other to serve the deity, and deity pleases the Brahmacharis or other Vaishnavas. So there is a system established Vedic way, the Guru Mata and the Janam, the mother who really gave birth. That mother has a duty to make that boy or girl to a Krishna consciousness. So if the mother is polluted, what happens? It's happening now. The mother is in the disco club and the son is going with the gun and the daughter is taking drugs. Because the mother is polluted, the second generation also polluted. Why? Because the mother's king is polluted. The king is not giving shelter to the woman, the mother, so the whole progeny becomes polluted. And the Rajmata, the mother, the wife of the king, is also considered as the mother of the citizen, because she can properly advise the king. Because whenever the king, the first secretary of a, that's why sometimes in a joke we say home ministry, the wife is called the home minister of the house, right? Why? Because the king's good brain sometimes is supported by the king's wife. That's why we, the Vedic system is called Rajmata. Even if you go to old, some palace, there are some old ladies are still alive. I went to one palace in Gwalior, they call Rajmata, is there in the palace. And the citizens still respect, because they were getting good direction from the mother to run the country, to run the people's civilization in a better way. I went to one temple from Jhansi, nearby, it's called Orcha. This Orcha village has a big temple. You cannot imagine that temple, how he made 1500 years ago, without any RCC, without any central beam, bigger than this temple, and seven story with bricks, they climbing up and making big domes and temple. And the temple was made by the king's queen, because the king was a devotee of Krishna. And the king used to come to Vrindavan and worship Krishna. So because the king was devotee, the wife was also devotee, Rajmata was also devotee. But only thing, she was a devotee of Lord Ram. So they used to have a transcendental fighting. Hey, Krishna is better than Ram. So one day in a joke, she was going to Ayodhya and the king was saying, I'm going to Vrindavan, you go to Ayodhya. So the king said, when you come back, bring Lord Ram also with you to the queen, Rajmata. So the Rajmata, you know, the religious lady has a respect to the husband. Maybe the husband is not joking. I should take it seriously. I should bring Lord Ram to my kingdom. So she went to Ayodhya and requesting Lord Ram, please, I need you in my palace. Please come. So she's crying and shouting and just like, you know, the Sakshi Gopal story. Lord Ram finally agrees from one statue, one of the murti in Ayodhya, that I will come as a Bal Roop with you to Orcha village and you can keep me under two conditions. Okay? So he said, how do I know that you can come? No, you will hear the ringing of the necklace on my feet. That you can hear that, that means I am coming with you. But nobody else can see me. Nobody else can see Lord Ram. Only you can see me. All the people walking on the street, they are not purified to see Lord Ram. So first, when Lord denied, the Rajmata, the queen said, if you can talk to me, you can walk. Okay? You come with me and come to my kingdom. So the two conditions Lord Ram put was that your husband is no more king, I will be the king in the palace. Okay? And second thing, I will not stay in the palace, I need a place outside the palace. Because Lord Ram, he was a Maryada Purushottam. He doesn't like much opulence. So she agreed for both conditions, and in her hand, in a small bal roop, Lord Ram comes and she installs that Lord Ram in the outside palace, one small courtyard room. And later on she makes a big temple. The one more thing Lord said, if you keep me somewhere, I will not move from there. I will be there forever, permanently. Okay? So she kept on the little courtyard house on the corner of the palace, and later on she makes that current existing temple next to the small deities where it is sitting on the altar. Then all the people from the kingdom, all the soldiers, they tried to take Lord Ram and put it on the new temple. But Lord did not move. And still you have to go and take darshan on the old temple. But the new temple, they have a like picture of the old deity. And you can still have thousands of people come for darshan there. So this shows that how pure, if a kingdom is run by a pure king, you can get even really Lord himself present in your kingdom. My God, what happened? Then I was there on, I think, last Ekadashi. We went to do some book distribution. There was thousands of people, they were looking our books and buying, and even now it's existing as a very religious place. So this is the purpose, this is the result, this is the benefit of the citizen and for the following generations by having one religious king. There is one, actually in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Prahladascha Daitana, Diti and Aditi. There are two wives for Kashyapuni. The Aditi's all progeny was devotees. And all the progeny from the Daiti was demons. You know that story in Bhagavatam. So even by having a proper religious king, you know the story of Prahlad Maharaj. He is coming on the Diti family as a demon son, Hiranyakashipu. But because Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee, Prahlad Maharaj's grandson, Mahabali, is also a devotee king. And Mahabali's story everybody knows. He was the best king just like Gaya. And he was the best religiously following all the principles in his kingdom. And even now we have a big celebration in South India. We worship him as one day Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he was a king who followed all the rules and regulations of the religiosity. Because of that, we had the incarnation of Vamandev. Because of Mahabali, we can now have one more expansion of Krishna and get that pastimes for the devotees. So there's a lot of benefit for having a religious king like Gaya. So that is what Prabhupada says, even a devotee family also have a king. There is a religious maintenance, and even there is a demon family becomes a king, still there is a demon. But only thing, the principle of the religious principle has to follow. There is one other same name, Gaya Asur. Same name, Gaya, but he was a demon. Anybody have been to Patna ke Baju mein? There is a city called Bodh Gaya, where Lord Buddha had got his vision. So there is a Vishnu temple in Gaya. The history of the temple is that this Gaya Asur did austerity to pray Lord Vishnu. Then Lord Vishnu become happy and comes and press him down to the earth and kill him. But before, Lord Vishnu took his last breath, he asked, "You want any benediction from me?" So the demon Gaya told, "I need one benediction, that my this death place should be the best place for any forefathers to give oblations." So today also, to give Pindadan, the first place in the whole universe is Gaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas there, everybody knows that, Gaya. Gaya is a very holy place. Even though the demon king was following the religious principle, he was worshipping Lord Vishnu and he took shelter of Lord Vishnu. And even now, that Lord Vishnu's lotus feet is there in one piece of the rock. You can see, very old temple, Lord Vishnu's lotus feet is worshipped there. So even a king in a demon family is maintained the religiosity of a kingdom. I was reading one book by Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, O.P. Kapoor, Braj Ke Rasikacharya. So in that book, this O.P. Kapoor is one of the Gaudiya Math sadhu and very famous writer. They don't have a good relation because Prabhupada left Gaudiya Math and came to ISKCON, and But still they glorify what religious principle Prabhupada established all over the world. So in that book, Braj Ke Rasikacharya, he writes, King Ashok was the great king and he could do to establish the religiosity all over the Asian country. He spread the best religion, Buddhist religion, after the Christianity, all over the Asian country. Buddhism was the famous religion. And it's still now. You go to Burma, Bhutan, Sikkim, Thailand, right? All the Philippines, so many Buddhist sadhus are following very strictly. Even in the flight, sometimes our sadhus wear pant shirt. I've seen them, they wear their monk dress, Buddhist monks. Very famous, very austere. Their temples are very clean, very nicely worshipped, Lord Buddha. King Ashoka started that and is still maintained. And this sadhu, this Gaudiya Math sadhu O.P. Kapoor was saying, Prabhupada was not King Ashoka. But he did more than King Ashoka because he had the same vision of King Ashok, that I want to spread this holy name, this religious principle to the fallen souls. And now Hare Krishna movement is the number one religion all over the world. You go to any part of the world, in some apartment you can see Gonita is worshipped by some Westerners, some fallen souls, some meat eating. I know even some family, the husband eat meat in the kitchen, but still the wife, they worship Gonitai. They are vegetarian. Can you believe how austere is that to live a maintaining religious life and a non-religious life in one house? Still they are austere, they are following. Because of Prabhupada's this desire to spread all over the world this principle. So a leader, when he take decision and establish the religiosity, the religious principle, it happens. I was reading one other book. It's not a Hindu religion. In that book, he is very number one top leader of the religion in the whole world. Big, big kings, big president of America goes and pay obeisance to him. He's that kind of big religious leader. And he said, under the sun, the religion was created, and under the sun, the religion will die. But I say, the scripture says, religion never die. Under the sun, religion was created. But it never die if you follow the religious principle. Because the principle is dying, the religious die. Just like this light, if you cut the source, you turn off the switch, there is darkness, right? The source of the light is the power coming from the generator. When you cut it down, just like if you cut down the principle, the religious needs shut down. So a big king who is a religious king, who follow the religious principles, in this loka it's very nicely emphasized, he was following the religious principles. That's why even now we are glorifying him in this Kali Yuga, okay? By the grace of Sukhdev Goswami. Right? When the Bhagavatam was written, so many years, thousands of years, so many other yugas, but still he is glorified because he was following the religious principle. And same way, because of Prabhupada established this movement with the basic foundation of the religious principle, our movement will be glorified forever and ever and ever. There is a system in the religion. Religion never die because the principles of the religious principles are made as the foundation is followed. Bhagavad Gita, I will compare three philosophically conviction about this point. The first one, how it goes wrong when you don't have to follow the religious principle. Okay? The Bhagavad Gita slok 7 chapter 27 says, Abhitej su duracharo vachante mam ananya manan. So, sadureva samantarya samyak vyavasito hi sa. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. So even if the king, this is Prabhupada and Krishna directly telling Arjuna, how a man can be saved even if he is not, you know, acting on a normal platform. There will be so many simple activities. Like here, he was going and killing people. He was fighting, means you are killing people to save the country. He was fighting. But the enemy was happy. The enemy king was happy because he was fighting for the basis of the religious principle. In this law, another point in this law. He was fighting to establish the religious principle. First he was following and he was fighting to establish that. So even if you are born in a lower class family, your action is very bad, but still, if there is one engagement is that, it is the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, engaged for the fully pleasure of the devotional service of the Lord, then he is liberated. He is not getting the bad karma. In this loka, there are nice commentary. I mean, we read this loka every day, but if you go really deeply, there is a lot of commentary done by Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Nibarakacharya, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So the commentary, Narasimha Puran says, Bhagavadicca harava ananya chetasa brihasta malino pi vrajete manushyaha. Malino means you can get polluted. There's no problem. Brisha malino bi vrajete. But if your goal after the action is sacrificed, given, offered to the prajeta, the prajanandan, the pati, the real owner of this universe, he is Krishna. We understand that, and as with a subordinate mood, we perform these activities, then there is no reaction. That's why first the fire sacrifice, all the ritualistic activities king did, nullifies all the, you know, activities for going and fighting and killing and attacking other country will be subdued. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also says, my attachment to my devotees is my very nature. Because Krishna already has attachment to devotees. Even if he does wrong, so many wrong things he is doing, but the Lord has attachment to the devotees. That attachment does not decrease even if the devotee commits wrong. For I make him come up to the highest standard, If someone with bad conduct, addicted to the violence, thievery and adultery, there's so many things, but mainly I'm talking about the kingly activities. He is to be respected, mantavya. That's why you call Raja, the king, the supreme person of that country. No doing is an offense for that king. My order is the authority. This is an authoritative speaking from Krishna, not just ordinary person. The creator of that king is speaking. So, Sridhar Swami also comments, the power of bhakti or loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord is so potent that it is indomitable and indestructible. Even if a person of abominable behavior somehow or other worship the Supreme Lord Krishna or any of his Vedic authorized incarnation exclusively with the determination of comprehension that all other gods are but part of him, then such a person is considered venerable and because he deserves to serve the Supreme Lord solely. So, this is very important comparison for this loka, that we can see the negative part of the king. But when the king changed to act according to the basic principle of the religion, the principle of the religion is followed, then the next comparison, what Krishna says, that yesham tundagadam papam jananam punyakarmana. So, papam, he is doing these sinful activities, but there is yesham tundagadam, you can reach to Krishna. The person who have acted previously in previous lives and in this life also, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from dualities and delusion. So even though you are doing so much sinful activities, but in this life, when you eradicate by following the religious principle, then there is a future for you. So here, he did that. He pleased the brahmanas. He took shelter of the brahmins. So the last sentence of this verse says, the brahmanas give a charity of 6 part of his all pious activities for the king's next life. Why the brahmana has to do that? The Krishna is directing the brahmanas to give him this sacrifice because of his tesham antagadam papam. Because his pap, everything was eradicated, so the Brahmins are helping him for the next life. Look at how Shastra work on a daily, small thing. So very good comparison. Krishna gives instruction on the Bhagavad Gita. We really use that very high philosophical way. We can compare this Bhagavatam slok. Otherwise, why Brahman has to give 1/6 part of their whole good karma to save the king? He has eradicated his sinful activities. So, there are so many bhajandem pam ananya manaso. He may be doing attack to the other country, killing people and making him very glorified. But at least he has that ananya, eternal desire to serve the Brahmins, take the shelter of the Brahmins and maintain the religious principle in his country. That is the Janma Marana Mokshaya. So the Brahmins were a well-wisher for that king because he deserved that and he gave that opportunity to get the reward from the Brahmins. In the Vishnu Puran also, there is very nice Katavarodhana Vidho Smaramam Katothe. Because of at the time of death, if your all sinful activities are not eradicated, then you don't get the blessings of the Brahman. You don't get the blessings of your spiritual master. You don't get the blessings of the Lord. You have to really take another birth and work yourself. You know the story of Jatbharat. Jatbharat, even though he was really very religious king, but still he was attached to a deer. He has to take another birth of the Brahman, then be silent for 80 years. 80 years he didn't speak. And after 8 years, when he opened his mouth, he could even convince Raja King Rahuguna to become a devotee. So there is a process of following long time basis of the religious principles. So we can see today's sloka is very important to be a leader, to be a king. We all are leaders. Under the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the order given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Jare kahe Krishna upadesh. Right? Do we think we are a leader? Yes. We have a responsibility to take that instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the downline to Srila Prabhupada and give to all the citizens, all the people in the world. So that instruction, when we follow, we are becoming a spiritual leader, we are becoming a preacher, we are becoming a proper disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then we have to follow this rule. Apna achar se. We have to follow our own daily life according to that, just like King Gaya. Then you get the blessings of other Vaishnava, you get the blessings of other Brahmins. The Brahmin offered their own good karma to Gaya, King Gaya. We get blessings of other acharyas. We get blessings of other Brahmins. Then we have a chance to get the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and become a proper leader. Ashraddha dana purusha dharmasyasya param tapa. Why we cannot follow the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because ashraddha, ashraddha dana purusha, the person who has no real faith on the instructions, has no faith in the holy name, has no faith in the instruction of the religious principle given by the scriptures in these right words. We have proper instruction. When we have a progress on the instruction. So there are so many other quotes I can give from scriptures and different kings. Mahabali king, Mahabali was good. King Gaya was good. And the Ashoka, King Ashok was very. Prahlad Maharaj, after he got the kingdom, he was ruling the country 60,000 years and he killed all the demons, all the Lavanasuras he killed, and he established religion back. So many other kings, King Prithu. And Parikshit Maharaj itself was following the religious principle. He doesn't want to get hurt the cow. The Srimad Bhagavatam starts from right there. The first canto, there is nice description about the how a king should establish religious principle in his country. So this is a good instruction for us. We may not have a good king in Kali Yuga in our country, but we each will become as a leader and transform this message of Srimad Bhagavatam to others. Then we can save the world. That is the purpose of Sukhdev Goswami to give this instruction in these words. Hare Krishna. Any questions or any comments? On behalf of the temple management and the Vaishnava assembly, and I'm also being part of the Krishna Balaram temple family, I want to thank all the devotees who has performed a wonderful service in 2014. And 2014 we all worked hard. We did a lot of wonderful festivals, nice book distribution, making a lot of new devotees, distributing so much prasadam, taking care of the cows, taking care of Vaishnavas, you know, establishing religious principles. So many things we did. So it takes every individual's effort as a united family to make this Krishna Balaram temple, which is the highest dream for Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada personally installed this deity 40 years ago. And we are going to celebrate that this year, March 24th to 28th. And we have a big planning for that. There are some devotees are doing fundraise. You can also help for that. And we have a big plan to celebrate that in a very pleasing way to our Acharyas and Gurus and Vaishnavas and Supreme Lord Krishna Balaram Gonitai and Radha Shyam Sundar. So I want to thank again and appreciate all the devotees who took part 2014 in Krishna Balaram family. And 2015 we should make it more better. So today we will promise all the Lord, three deities, we want to do more service to them, make them more happy and get more blessings. Hare Krishna. Nobody has any comments, questions? Yes, Prabhu.